KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 48 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for areas of fog or drizzle possible through about 9 a.m. Otherwise, skies should be partly to partly cloudy to partly cloudy this afternoon, and windy, a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in solving a case of arson. Authorities say just before 9 p.m. Tuesday, police were called to 1902 Avenue B to assist the fire department for a house and garage fire. Upon arrival, firefighters were able to extinguish the fire and determine that no one was injured. Based on the initial investigation, officials said the fire appears to have been intentionally set. However, there is no suspect information available, and the investigation is ongoing. If you have any information regarding the incident or any other criminal activity, you can call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 712-328-7867. Police in Red Oak say no injuries were reported following a collision Tuesday afternoon at the intersection of 3rd and Corning Streets. Officials said a 1990 Mercury Grand Marquis driven by 65-year-old Francis Nicholson of Red Oak stopped at the controlled intersection heading south on 3rd Street at around 3:35 p.m., but left too soon to turn east. The front end of his car sideswiped a 2005 Nissan sedan driven by 25-year-old Maricela Ramos de Vera of Red Oak, causing about $2,000 damage to her vehicle. Nicholson's car sustained about $300 damage. There were no citations issued. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports the arrest of a man early Tuesday morning on drug charges. 23-year-old Tanner Devon Jimison of Clarinda was taken into custody at around 2 a.m. for allegedly possessing a drug believed to be methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving on a suspended driver's license, and for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of drugs. Jimison was booked into the Page County Jail and held on $1,000 bond pending an initial appearance before a magistrate. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports that on October 21st, 11 law enforcement officers with the Council Bluffs PD and the 4th Judicial District Probation Office participated in the 13th Annual National Family Violence Apprehension Detail, also known as DV Warrant Sweep. The DV Warrant Sweep was a day-long event in which agencies across the U.S. attempt to serve outstanding family violence warrants for crimes such as domestic violence, harassment, stalking, child endangerment, and no-contact order violations. This year's team attempted to serve warrants in over 35 locations across the Council Bluffs metro area and made 9 arrests, clearing 11 outstanding warrants. And elsewhere in state news this morning, 2 people in a car have been injured in a collision to the school bus on the southeast side of Ames. The Des Moines Register reports the accident happened around 4:20 p.m. Tuesday at the U.S. Highway 30 intersection with 580th Avenue. Story County Sheriff's Captain Barry Thomas said the bus didn't yield while turning onto the highway and was struck by the car. Thomas said the driver and 2 children on the bus were not injured. The driver and one of the 2 passengers were taken to a hospital. In the funeral announcements, Wayne Arbach, age 87, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Wayne Arbach will be today at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Maxine Henlos, age 92, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Maxine Henlos will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Virginia Peterson, age 92, of Casey, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Virginia Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock in Canby at the Canby Friends Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Shirley Mathias, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died October 17th at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Shirley Mathias will be tomorrow at 11:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Maxine Mickey Schwartz, age 98, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Maxine Schwartz will be held Thursday at 3 o'clock at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Alice Falk, age 97, of Avoca and formerly of Minden, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Alice Falk will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Elsie Olive Kesselring, age 97, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Panora. Funeral services for Elsie Kesselring will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Gay Nichols, age 72, of Moscow, Iowa, and formerly of the Anita, Wyota, and Messina areas, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Gay Nichols will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wilton, with Bentley Funeral Home of Wilton in charge of arrangements. Denny Jensen, age 71, of Chicago and formerly of Greenfield, died Saturday in Chicago. A funeral mass for Denny Jensen will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Nancy Iltz, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Nancy Iltz will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Jeffrey Campbell, age 51, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday. Services for Jeffrey Campbell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Lloyd Middleton, age 71, of Templeton, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Lloyd Middleton are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.